This goes to Stephanie Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 989-419-3504, and Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, Wadle, W-A-D-L-E, date of birth 7/13/1939. Dear Stephanie and Dr. Kreposman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wadle, who was seen in consultation on May 9th of this year for stage 3 chronic kidney disease and proteinuria. After his consultation, he had lab studies done, and he did have proteinuria, non-nephrotic range, but gross proteinuria, and 1+ blood was noted in the urine. The protein to creatinine ratio was 0.75, and to be nephrotic range, it would be 2.5. He had a hemoglobin of 11.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Albumin was 3.6, and calcium was 8.2. His creatinine was 2.1. Prior to that, it was 1.9, so that was worse than when we saw him in the consultation. Intact parathyroid hormone was elevated at 180.6. Phosphorus is 3.2. Electrolytes are normal with high normal potassium of 5. Iron saturation is low at 16. Normal ferritin and iron is 49. The immunofixation showed no monoclonal protein detected. We did check urine for eosinophils, and that was negative. When the creatinine was rechecked, it remained 2.1, and that was 7/10. But potassium was elevated at 5.3. At that point, his hydrochlorothiazide was increased to 25 milligram in the morning and 25 milligram in the evening, from 25 milligram once a day. And when the lights were rechecked on August 3rd, potassium was improved at 4.6, sodium 137, carbon dioxide 24. He brought a copy of his home blood pressure readings to the visit. They were looking good in end of June up until about July 4th, although he did have a few pulse readings, 41 and 40. Most of the time they were in the 70s. But July 5th, the readings started to get worse. We have 139 on July 5th, another 36 on July 8th, 39 on July 9th, and 39 again on July 10th, and 40. The patient denies any dizziness, weakness, palpitations, although he does have dyspnea on exertion. He denies orthopnea, and his weight is stable. He does complain of left lower extremity leg cramps, and he does have redness and scabbed areas on that left leg, and he has a right below the knee amputation. He denies chest pain at this time or palpitations. And no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His blood sugars have been fairly low recently, so the Novolog 7030 have has been decreased. Prior to this, it was 45 units in the morning and 60 in the evening. Now it's 25 units in the morning and 20 in the evening. And sometimes when the blood sugar is less than 100, he does hold one of the doses. He also was recently started on Synthroid 25 microgram once a day. He's on magnesium oxide once a day. And the hydrochlorothiazide was increased to twice a day last month. He's also on Lipitor 40 milligram daily, diltiazem 360 milligram once a day, Protonix, Plavix 75 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, multivitamin, a B6, and a B12 oral tablet daily. Physical examination, his weight is 164 pounds. Pulse, apical pulse was 52, but right radial pulse, actually right brachial pulse is 44 when checked. His oxygen saturation is 96%. Blood pressure is 118 over 70. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular but very slow. No irregular beats, no suspicion of AFib currently. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. The right lower leg has been amputated and he has a prosthesis in place. Left lower leg is erythematous, slightly edematous, and there's dried scabs on the anterior left shin in the lower extremity, left lower extremity. Labs, and the most recent labs were done 7/10 of 2023. So we will ask him to repeat renal chemistries next week again. Due to the bradycardia with rates less than 40, we called Dr. Kropostman's office, and the patient had not seen Dr. Kropostman since he moved up to Mount Pleasant from Alma. Dr. Kropostman graciously agreed to schedule him for an appointment in 1 week. So he has an appointment August 14th, 2:15 in Mount Pleasant. And he was advised to have lab studies done before that and to go to ER or have someone drive him to ER if he feels bad, more shortness of breath, chest pain, dizziness, or any passing out. And the patient agrees to do so. And we will ask him to do our lab studies monthly currently. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with us in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CN. Oh, and this was a prolonged service due to the new onset of bradycardia and the review of all the extensive lab result review. And assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We also have a renal artery Doppler that shows some indirect evidence of possible renal artery stenosis bilaterally. At this point, we need to stabilize his heart before any further intervention could be done, but we will do lab studies monthly at this point. He will follow a low potassium diet due to the recent potassium level elevation. He'll continue to check his blood pressures at home 3 times a day, and he will be seen, as previously stated, in 2 months in this office, or sooner if anything changes. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.